The most powerful gun lobby in the country is calling for armed guards in every school. The National Rifle Association made its first public statements about the Newtown school shootings this morning, 1 week after a 20-year-old man killed 20 children and 6 adults with a legally owned assault rifle. The NRA's executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre, was reading from prepared remarks when he was interrupted by protesters holding signs reading, "The NRA is killing our kids."
What's your reaction to these protests? What's your reaction to that?
Behavior of the NRA.
Rather than face.
LaPierre argued that, quote, "the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun." Joining us on the line is Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. And Rick, for some people, this certainly was a dramatic proposal and a dramatic press conference. You know, Politico is saying that the announcement stunned many Washington observers. Your thoughts?
I think stunned is an apt word. I think people were expecting something big from the NRA. Clearly, they realized that this shooting was different than your typical shooting. But the dialogue has been so much around, let's contribute to a national conversation. This was, in terms accusatory, in terms angry, in terms maybe constructive as well from the NRA. But I think the tone of it, I think, struck a lot of people as maybe off for the moment. I saw even some Republican observers saying afterward that what the nation needed at this moment wasn't that kind of response. So we'll see what their proposal leads to and if it can lead to something constructive. But I do think that a lot of people were surprised by this.
Earlier this week, the NRA's former political director told Bloomberg that the Newtown shootings were an existential moment for the NRA, and President Obama had urged the group to have a moment of self-reflection. Did you hear self-reflection today?
Not at all. I think the NRA, clearly they represent their members, but I think this was a reaffirmation of their mission in saying, in defensive in a lot of ways, and I think for a lot of the members who feel rightly that law-abiding citizens are lumped in with people that break laws. But you have seen over the last couple of days and over the last week some very strong NRA supporters saying that this changed their mindset in a fundamental way. I don't think we saw that from the NRA itself today.
And there are certainly many gun rights supporters on Twitter that are still firmly backing the NRA. So do you have a sense yet of the strength of the NRA's popular and political support still?
I think they are just as strong as ever, or as long as they've been in the last several years. You haven't seen any Republican supporters put any daylight between themselves and the NRA. They still control the House of Representatives. I could see a scenario where you see some changes to gun laws in the wake of this, maybe even a reinstituting of the assault weapon ban that expired in 2004. But in terms of big, sweeping changes that in the legal structure around guns, I don't see it happening. I think if the NRA had embraced something different today, maybe we'd be on the road to that. I think if you had more concern among Republican members of the NRA, you'd have a chance of that. But I think this is still a Congress that reflects a public that is pretty comfortable with rather expansive gun rights.
I want to listen to some more of Wayne LaPierre. He made some very, very strong and some of his visual statements today.
Politicians passed laws for gun-free school zones. And in doing so, they tell every insane killer in America that schools are the safest place to inflict maximum mayhem with minimum risk.
Rick, do you see that resonating for some people?
I think people, there's lots of reasons or lots of people that can bear blame for these sort of things, but I don't think that the media portrayal of killers like this is a particular motivating factor. At least there's been no evidence in this case. So I think in terms of the NRA reaching a broader audience, reaching a national audience, I think this press conference today is something that you see their members rally behind, and there's a membership organization. But in terms of the vast middle of this country, I don't think there was a lot there that made you think that you wanted to get on board for a new NRA initiative.
LaPierre spread a lot of blame around. You know, he talked about the media, violence in movies and videos, a lack of security, an underfunded mental health system. And do you sense that they also think that guns are part of the blame, or just really it isn't about the gun?
I think from the NRA's perspective, not about the gun at all. The line that you quoted about the only thing stopping a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. We're talking about a scenario that would see vastly more guns in schools, ostensibly in the hands of good guys. That'd be the hope behind it. But that would be a major change, and it wouldn't be a change in the direction of saying that there are fewer guns out there on the streets. So we'll see if there's more that comes out of this other than this task force or this proposal. But as an opening gambit, I think it's pretty clear where the NRA is.
Rick Klein is the senior Washington editor for ABC News. He's been talking with us about today's NRA, first public statements by the NRA since the Newtown school shootings. Rick, thanks very much.
Thank you.